Click, click.
Boom!
Jab, jab, cross.
Are you playing dominoes?
I have a Jelly Belly jellied bean dispenser here at my desk, and sometimes a couple just fall in my mouth.
All right.
Which is my one great shame. One.
Yeah, your one great shame would be if they were all like some like dumb flavor. They're all watermelon. Yeah.
Yeah, but you hate on buttered popcorn, and that stuff is the bomb.
No, that one I like. I thought it was Ray that hates that one.
Mm.
It's okay. It's not great. It's okay.
Hmm.
Very cherry, still my favorite.
Mm. It sounds good.
Most of the Harry Potter ones suck, so.
Mm-hmm. They're not funny at all.
No. Grass was okay, but man, that vomit one?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't kidding. They were not kidding.
No. Vomit was inappropriate.
Oh, so bad. Like, I suppose, I mean, they called it, it's not like they called it, like, bubblegum, and it surprised me. Like, they said, hey, this tastes like vomit. And I'm like, really? Yep. all right, so very little news. We got a new Iceman for some reason. Not sure why.
What's going on?
There's a new Iceman.
Yes!
Yeah, that's why they were talking about Iceman, apparently. They were all about the Iceman graphics. I'm like, all right, cool, we're going to get a new image for Iceman. Nope, we're just going to get a new Iceman.
Not sure what prompted that, but...
Make sure I'm not forgetting anything. I'm forgetting lots of things.
Bishop is your character of the week.
Yep. Anus the Impenetrable is my guy.
not quite, but sure. No, he's dead.
Sorry, I kept going in my mind. And it kind of took it too far.
I have nothing else to discuss before the show. That was it.
Yeah,
figure out what Samurai does. I don't mean the guy listening. I mean...
the silver variety?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's got a sword.
Well, apparently he has a teleportation ring.
Sure, why not?
I love that. He sure does.
All right, I think I'm good.
You got a Ray segment of the week?
Kinda. I'm going to need help on the next one.
Okay.
I'm out.
I don't know any... I'll see. They don't have to be classics, do they? They just have to be an okay idea with a theme?
Right.
Okay. During Balance of Power, I really like to use 2-star Bullseye with 3-star Falcon with the Good Wasp, 4-star Good Janet Van Dyne.
You're going to have to you're gonna have to do that again. What was it?
So Bullseye, the 2-star Bullseye, you're getting purple to make his default shields, and that'll give you enough purple to fire off Falcon's put out too many shields, and then you turn them all to strike tiles with her yellow and destroy your enemy.
Okay.
Do you see them driven before you?
Yeah.
Do you hear the lamentations of their women?
Rarely.
Hmm.
But, you know, like Meatloaf says, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
The loaf. Oh, so speaking of musical acts.
What up?
So, Ian.
Yes.
So, say you have, in the past, frequented the Mohegan Sun Casino in the Poconos.
Yep.
So, coming this summer, they are having a musical extravaganza featuring 2 legendary bands.
Uh-oh.
One of which is Kool and the Gang.
Ooh.
Who do you think is appearing with Kool and the Gang?
So, I hate to be Buzz Killington, but as I did admit to being there before, I get these mailings as well.
Oh!
So, for me to say, oh-ee-oh-ee-oh.
Oh, yeah! Oh. Morris Day in the mother freaking time!
Oh! I'm a smooth pimp who loves all the ladies. Craig over here is my black man servant.
I got that in the mail today. I was like, sweet!
That does sound like a good time. Kool and the Gang is excellent.
Maybe I could take my autographed Kool and the Gang CD and have them autograph it a second time.
Ray, we go to that concert or what?
I would like to.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and Hershey? We should just get tickets.
Yeah, we should make that happen.
Did you get a hold of the other feller?
Not yet.
Okay.
I tried to express clearly to him what my desire was, but I'll call him either tonight after the show or tomorrow when he doesn't pick up tonight after the show
Sure.
And try to gauge his interest realistically. But yeah, I'm with you. I want to get that packed away by the end of the week.
Unless Craig wants to join us.
Ooh,
I have
yeah.
no idea what you're talking about.
It's maybe I'm overstating, but it's probably not your thing.
Could be partially his thing.
That's like, not what you're talking about.
We may lose you at Slayer's farewell tour.
Oh boy.
Did we win you back with Primus?
Oh. Man, I really wish I'd gone to see their Willy Wonka tour.
Now here's the wild card. Uh-huh. Did we win you more back or lose you more back with Ministry?
That's a pass.
Oh man, that was an extra seal for me. Right? It was like Slayer farewell, and I was like, heck yes, he's like with Primus. I was like, ah, that's even better. But I mean, yeah, sure, Slayer too, but yeah. And then he's like, oh, and there's someone else I can't remember. Ministry. I was like, wow, why does that slide by you? You're a monster.
I was just really sad I missed that Primus Willy Wonka tour.
Me as well.
That would have been amazing.
I'm going to try to not have those same regrets and actually go this time.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting tired of going to concerts. It turns out I don't like people, especially in big groups.
Sure.
So I figure Slayer was my first concert. Slayer can be my last concert.
Wow. That's bold.
Yeah.
I don't care whatever comes again. Slayer is it.
Yeah, that's not true. If Iron Maiden comes around somewhere, I'm probably going there.
I'm so excited to see Ray's musical life come full circle.
But I am looking forward to Primus, because I've never seen Primus.
Oh, man, Winona's got a big brown beaver.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm not even there yet. I still have other things to tackle before then that are even equally exciting.
We did pseudo decide that we're leaving semi-early on Friday, and then we will be going to the baseball game Friday night, right?
Yeah, that is all semi-decided. And that, I mean, like, yeah, we have a standing plan in place. Check-ins at 3. So if we're all to raise by 11 noon, is that too early?
No,
I'm just going to take the whole day off, so.
Yeah, me as well. I just, you know, and then we get there, we can check in when we arrive, and then, you know, get some food or relax in our hotel rooms until it's time to.
They gave us cocktails before the baseball game last time, right?
Yeah, probably the same this time. Mm. And there's complimentary breakfast, apparently. I just didn't know it. So that way I don't have to stand outside the Dunkin' Donuts waiting to get a wake-up wrap when I'm trying to get playing pinball.
Oh, Ray sneakily opened the channel.
I did. Ooh. Like a while ago. Whew. It was several minutes before Flynn joined.
Wow.
Well, maybe that's not true. It could have been a minute and a half. It was over a minute, though.
So, planning ahead, Ian, what mm-hmm. late purchase should I make this year?
Are you down to... Are you fluctuating two options, or...?
I'm torn. So, I'm kind of leaning towards the original, you know, Star Wars game.
Okay.
You know, the one, you know, the, where Obi-Wan talks to you the whole time and you're just trying to fly your X-Wing?
Yeah.
The Force be with you. Always. But I'm not sure. Might go with something else.
Yeah, I'll have to see the
obviously, if they have a Discs of Tron, I'm totally buying that.
Yeah, Tron Deadly Discs. Because
I have the regular Tron signed.
Yeah.
But if I could also get the Deadly Discs, that would be a real treat.
Yeah.
That would be. That'd be a home run. So if they have that one, that's totally what I'll jump on.
Was your first one a Speed Racer?
Yeah, first year I got the Speed Racer. Okay. Last year was Tron.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see what they got, but I'll probably get something.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I can eventually fill my office with these lights, right? I got my one Tron light in there now. Not the one from the Replay FX, but a different Tron light I bought.
One of my Tron lights.
And people walk into my office and sit down in a chair, and they look up, they're like, what is that?
You're like... Laugh or you're fired. All right. Are you ready for an unprecedented 3-minute early start?
Woo! That'd be crazy talk.
Number of listeners down a little bit from last time, but, you know, what can you do?
What, last time being?
200 episodes.
Big 200?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have no developer insight to offer.
I don't know. I think we have to wait until Ray's brother shows up, right? Is that a rule?
It could be. But, you know, we could all start the show.
There's very little news, so somehow this show will be way too long.
Yeah.
From listener comments, probably. I've got 2 weeks worth.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, let's do this. I got some winning to do.
All right. All right. We good?
Yeah, no, where's Grinch? What's this? What kind of life is this?
What?
There is no Grinch McScrooge. I feel a little empty inside. All right, start the show. SpongeBob will cheer me up.
Start the game already! True Believers, welcome to the 201st. Whew, past the 200. How do we ever make it?
I've no idea. It really messes with me deep down when I think about it.
Installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Yeah, I mean, that's like, we've done this show like 200, what, 4 weeks or something ridiculous?
Yeah.
205, some number of weeks.
All because our wives were like, shut up. Please stop talking about this game. And here we are, 204 weeks later.
That's a lot of weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Get ready for a big surprise. All right, so I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Kiss72. We got Snorty McSnorts a lot. They're Ray, they're Ian. How goes?
It's going well.
Hey-o!
That is two podcasts in a row with Ian snorted. I just wanted to point
that
out.
Wow! 2 snort minimum.
What's that?
Nothing.
What?
Instead of believing. 2 snort minimum. All right, so this is the week of July 17th to the 24th of the 2019s. And hey, last week was the Arts Fest. Mm. Everybody went to that, right? Yeah.
I would say the complete opposite.
Good brisket sandwich, though.
I feel like Ray fled from that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Arts Fest. All right, time to go to Williamsport.
All right, for your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, Purple Deadpool. Thursday, Ray Gamora. Friday, Red Widow. Saturday, Purple Loki. Saturday, Black Dream Warrior. Monday, Purple Squirrel. Tuesday, Blue Doom. And Wednesday is the Blue Mystique. Over in your 5-day 4-star career. Oh, the Titans. On the 12th, so a graphic tells me it was Miles versus not a Spider-Woman character? Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
How'd that go for you?
I think he turns invisible.
He does.
Yeah. He sure
so that
does.
Was a winner, is what you're saying.
I would say yes. Conclusively, invisible equals thumbs up.
Yeah. That was a really easy fight.
Well, that gives you good hope for later, then.
Ooh.
Because
today, even?
Starting today is Ghost.
Mm. I think I can safely feel optimistic about that one. I don't know a lot about Ghost or what she does. And she's not champed or ready to go. She's at level 70, but I still feel like 5-2-2 can get it done.
I don't doubt that in any way. Wow. I finished it today without firing a power.
My.
I didn't get enough AP to fire a power, and I won. So.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Corsese.
It's Corsese?
Oh, coming off the rails.
We're going to perch on top of Scorsese's head. Here we are on top of Scorsese's head. And coming up on...
No, it's not ready for Animaniacs.
Next on 922 is Mr. Lava Lava.
Shaggy?
That's right.
Bombastic.
Yeah. Simply fantastic.
That should be a win for you.
I think so. I don't know which flavor of Doctor Doom he fights, if it's 3 or 5, but...
Man, you've got lots of Imaginats.
Yeah, either way, I think it can be a win.
Well, traditionally, it's always been 3. I don't think they'll substitute him in.
Okay.
By the way, I love the graphic, the Doom graphic.
That's
me
too.
Nice.
Storyland! Strange Sights is running now. That'll get you 3 sleeves and a saber tooth. That sounds like a weird novel or something. Sleeves,
yeah.
3 sleeves and a saber tooth. Top 50, get your Ronin. 51 to 400 is Vision. Cinestix, that's back.
Tomorrow.
I remember that.
Yeah, that starts tomorrow.
Or today, depending on when you listen to this.
Sure. That'll get you 2 Visions and a Ronin and an Ice Age token. Talk about that here in a few.
Ooh.
Personal side, That's what you get. On the Alliance side, you'll get 3 Gamoras, 3 Black Cats, and an Ice Age token. So there you go.
Ooh, Black Cat.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
I don't have any of theirs, so that's nice.
Yeah.
PvP land, it's Krakadoom. that'll get you Ragnarok and some guy with a sword. Top 10 folks will eat a skunk, and then again, some other folk will. And at 11 to 50, will get you Psylocke.
I wonder how many people can actually decipher this mess that's being thrown at them. Some guy with a sword, and like somebody eats a skunk. And
they should go back and listen to all the previous episodes.
The best, my favorite part of the whole thing is, and I, it must just be the way that it's written, and it can't just be Craig and I, but that's the exact way I say that PvP every time I see it.
Krakadoom.
Krakadoom. Yeah, it's not Scottish, it's crap.
Oh, poor Ragnarok.
All right, let's talk about something that I didn't know we needed, and I still don't sure we do, but hey, there's a new Iceman.
Oh, go ahead.
It's a 5-star Iceman.
Ooh.
Seems really unnecessary.
It
but
does.
He's a yellow, he's a yellow, green, blue character. And boy, Ian, his power's going to make your head hurt. So, he's got a passive power that is yellow.
All right.
If an enemy would deal more than 8,428 damage, and you have at least 3 team-up AP, Iceman will protect his friends with an ice wall stronger than steel. That prevents that damage, drains away those 3 friendly team-up AP, but creates a 2-turn yellow countdown tile that, when it expires, does all that damage to Iceman.
Mmm.
That goes up and up and up. At level 5, it's 9,076 damage. You only have to have 2 team-up AP, drains away just 2, and then it does the 9,076 damage. So if you can match away that countdown tile, mm-hmm. you escape damage-free.
That's
or if you can destroy it in some other way. So it's interesting.
Right. It saves you from a big bomb.
Let's see. His green power is called Iceman. Creates 3 2-turn repeater tiles that deal damage to a random enemy. When you destroy one of these tiles, Iceman deals area effect damage, AoE damage. So that's nice of him. Damage goes up as levels, and so do the number of tiles. At level 5, you're getting 5 2-turn repeater tiles. They're doing 2799 to one person or 2315 to the enemy team.
Oh my.
And then on blue, this is also a passive. At the start of the turn, if you have at least 4 blue AP, drain 4 of it, and make 4 3-turn blue countdown tiles. If you destroy one of these, Iceman freezes the target, stunning them for 1 turn. If they're already stunned, add 1 to that stun.
Nice.
So as that goes up in level, it's you only have to have 3 blue AP, it drains 3 of it, and you get 6 of those blue countdown tiles. So if you can manage to match those away, you can throw out all kinds of crazy stun.
Yeah.
So he's all about these weird match away your countdown tiles.
Yeah, putting out repeaters.
Yeah, it's very strong. Very strange. So yeah, make a bunch of tiles, match them away. Let's see, we got the Recruit Iceman. That starts tomorrow, the Ice Age Legendary Store. 15% chance to get Bobby Drake, Old Man Meatbag, or Archangel. And additional tokens can be purchased for 25 command points. In the Bobby Drake vault, also starts tomorrow. 40 items in that vault, 1 Ice Age token, 1 Professor X, some random 3 stars and other rewards there. You can get those Ice Age tokens at that Cinestix event, as mentioned previously. So, you know, interesting, wacky character.
On Discord, they're saying that he should work well with Okoye and Bishop. Yeah, exactly. He will not work well with Okoye, just so we're clear. He destroys team-up tiles. Nobody wants that.
Well, he destroys team-up AP. Yeah, that's you don't want that.
It's all bad.
But it's interesting. I'm not, I'd rather we'd gotten not a repeat character, but, you know, whatever. At least the art's much better. He doesn't look, like, super creepy.
Is there more art than just the one cover picture
that's all I've seen.
Okay. Sometimes they put out some more, but I haven't seen any. He looks good in that, though.
Yeah. So that's the news, unless you guys have something.
There was some local news somewhere.
I bet there was.
Paradiac said, Gastigers are opening a new spot farm to table reservation for $45 for adult, $20 for children, since they got forced out of the Rathskeller by corruption.
Yeah, I sent that link to my wife to share with your wife and Gina. So I'm like, that sounds like a great place you guys could go eat and leave me at home.
Sure.
Hey, we approved the liquor license for that New Zealand restaurant.
Ooh,
so.
Awesome.
What? Where?
Where Spats used to be. There will now be coming a restaurant called the Queensland Pub.
Ooh.
Some such variety. And it is
New
Zealand themed food, which seemed to have, you know, some lamb dishes, and it had some, you know, some burgers and other stuff and things. But this is, they got five of these in San Diego, and this guy's will, you know, this one will be number six. So
nice.
So did he get it approved without the limitations?
He did.
Oh, way to go.
Yeah. Council gave him the thumbs up. Let's go to the superhero showdown then.
Alrighty.
This week we have Eunice versus the Silva Samurai.
Boo.
In the Die Hectagon.
Don't we do last week first? Just throwing that out there.
All right. Last week was Why Don't You Slide versus
Stingray.
Stingray.
Sure.
Woo! That was 2 weeks ago. It's so long ago.
I know.
So who won?
Real quickly, a couple comments. The one comment I found really interesting, Blue Wolf over on the D3 forum said, Teflon Man has a slippery suit. His whole shtick is getting away from and being hard to stop, getting away from Spider-Man. His suit is meant to be a counter to Spidey's stickiness, none of which applies to Stingray. So, yeah, Stingray. All for the win. My votes for Stingray. Stingray wins. It's not a question of who will win, but how long will it take Stingray to zap Slide? Winner is Stingray. I don't think anybody voted for Slide.
Yes. Sweep!
Poor Slide. Oh, looking strong in this bracket.
All right. Who wins this week, then? What you got?
So do you want to go first?
I'm untouchable. Bring it! I make a repulsion field that can keep out the Hulk. You are most certainly not the Hulk. I will eventually pin you to the other side of the Dexahecagon and just squash you. That's the inevitability of this. I will mash you into a tin can. Silver tin can.
All right, well, I'm very curious how this is going to work out, because my character, the Silver Samurai, has a katana, which we, as we know, katanas are really uber powerful at cutting through things. And I can generate a tachyon field with an ability to cut through nearly anything. I can focus the field on the sword, allowing it to cut through almost any substance. So how does the tachyon field on my sword work against your shield there?
I just love the fact that clearly what year in the 80s was Silver Samurai created that they thought a tachyon field would help a sword cut through things. It's like an episode of Wesley Crusher showed up with a tachyon field. Oh!
Wesley Crusher and the Silver Samurai Katana, I win.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. What's the one limitation? You made it sound like it could cut through almost anything.
Yeah, that's what it says.
For
almost
fields.
Any substance. I don't.
I assume that you're leaving out the part that says that substance being repulsion field.
No.
I feel like it would disrupt the tachyons and send them firing off and just rendering you into a regular samurai.
By the way,
plus I've got slightly above average fighting skills.
your ability to pin me is going to be very limited by the special teleportation ring, which I can activate and get out of almost any situation. Which, by the way, was originally obtained from John Belushi in Marvel Team Up 74, in which Spider-Man teamed up with the SNL cast. So.
Ugh.
I've been on SNL.
I was feeling good up. Yeah, that does count for something in my book.
Ian, this says that he cannot cut through really hard things like adamantium.
Oh, okay. I think I'm good then.
I don't know. I think repeated blows, I'm getting through eventually.
I feel like...
Teleport.
I can resist devastating blows of Karnak, and those are devastating.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hitting down my head as Samurai Delicatessen, and it just keeps making me laugh.
well, I think we put it all out there.
All right, listeners, you vote before next
week.
Much
closer than I expected. I'm feeling on the ropes.
All right, there you go. The superhero showdown. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Nathan Charles Christopher Summers, you get in here right now.
Oh, man. Wait. I thought I was doing Bishop.
You are. I totally thought it was Cable. Never mind any of that. Bishop quote here.
Oh, a whole segment just got cut.
Guy with a gun shows up.
The whole segment. Future guy, big gun, stuff happens.
Sorry, the characters are so interchangeable in my head sometimes. Yes. Because they're both just so dumb of being future guys with guns that it just blends together for me.
Well, let me help you differentiate. This Bishop fellow has three abilities. He runs red, blue, and yellow.
Sorry.
It's okay. His red totally, is a hilarious passive.
Totally bungled that right now.
If Bishop's teammates would take... Oh, man. 926 damage or more.
Or
Bishop
three.
Jumps in
if they take right. 3 points of damage.
Bishop jumps in front. Once Bishop has taken 1,800 points of damage, he'll deal 900 to the enemy.
I don't know if you're paying attention to Discord, but Samurai actually asked you about this before the show.
He did. He said, so it's Bishop, right? And I said, yes, absolutely. And then I probably wrote my clue for Cable. Because, like I said, to me, it's the same guy. One's got a tattoo in his face, and one's got, cybernetic
shiny
eyeball.
Eye. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same guy.
You know what one has that the other one doesn't? General Reserves, a blue passive power.
Thanks, Ian.
If Bishop takes more than 926 damage.
Or three.
Or three, gain 4 blue AP. If Bishop has 10 or more blue AP, your power becomes energy conversion. See what it does. Cost you the 10. Bishop stuns the enemy for a turn and destroys 4 AP in their strongest color. 4 turns?
Yeah.
6 AP?
You keep reading.
Come on! That's too many. That's 10, though, but still, man, that's good.
Yeah,
good
man, we totally could have had a beat the Bishop clue.
Cable.
You know what? Wow! It just totally occurred to me that the actual last real show, the character hint for this week was a Ken Ober joke to go with remote control to beat the Bishop. I didn't even get my own clue. Because the clue was about the Quizmaster 72 Whooping Cough Lane, which was Ken Ober. And I can't overshow remote control. They had a section called Beat the Bishop.
Wow, that is a deep, deep dive. You are fired from this
that
show.
That clue was amazing, though. That was perfect.
Hey,
man, you better edit something fierce out of this segment. Man, it is.
It's gold. Just nothing but gold. Much like his yellow ability for the future. Bishop converts one enemy special tile to a strength 14 protectile. Nope, it's a strength. He converts three, and they are strength 47 protectiles, and gain 3 blue AP if there are two friendly protectiles. That's good times. Good for you, Bishop. You seem to be really efficient. Let's see. I assume that the blue is a 5.
He only has one power. He has stunned the opposing team. That's all he's got.
5-5-3? What do you guys got?
That's a good question. Yeah, 5-5-3.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that I like that last one, but no one likes protectiles. So I just assume it's the least popular one. And it costs 10.
Did you restat your bishop, free. Greg?
No.
Accidentally 5-5-3? Weird.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I dislike seeing Bishop on opposing PvP teams that I just won't use him at all.
Mm.
I cannot stand that character.
You're missing out on some quality hypocrisy, dude.
Ugh.
Should cash in.
I don't like actually using him because he jumps in front, all the time and takes the damage, and so you end up using a health pack like every round, every different fight. You have to heal him up before you go in. Which, granted, I have way too many health packs, so I should just forget about that and use them, but I haven't done it.
Right on. All right, that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Good old Bishop.
Oh, Bishop!
Wow. Or Cable. Your
Same
choice.
Guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was an epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
I am not good at this game.
Are you ready for a month's worth of comments?
I was trying to look and see what next week's character is, so I can see if I have a clue that's remotely anything to do with anything.
You may. I'm going to kick it over to Ray anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Ray,
Willie,
what's in the mailbag? Thanks,
it's
Willie.
It's going to take us a while to get through this, so let me get started. This is from 2 weeks ago. D-Wing, with his wall attack, says, Ray making a Prince reference was unexpected and joyous. You are welcome. I also said, Oops, All Berries is the only Cap'n Crunch cereal that won't shred your mouth, plus the berries have actual flavor. Find it and eat it.
I don't know. Peanut Butter Crunch is pretty dope.
The most crucial question regarding Quentin was not answered. Does he Thorkoye? And the answer is yes. He actually works really good in that spot as well. Not as good as some of the others, but pretty well. Tactical Suit Spider-Man. So with Sinister Six coming up, is it going to be Rainbow Six? Get it? Tactical Suit, Sinister... Never mind. It was Ian's featuring Ray plus reverb that really made the intro work to the segment. The, what do we call it? Team Up Time? Synergy segment?
Team Up Time!
The Synergy segment, Team Up Time, featuring Ray.
Yeah. I put some reverb on Ian's featuring Ray, and apparently that was well received.
I'll have to check that out. I'm excited.
What happened to Ian's voice during the Spider-Gwen's boosted segment? I have no idea, and I didn't go back. I doubt anybody else remembers.
I don't know. Apparently I went through puberty.
He was really excited about that art.
Ooh, what's going on, guys?
And he said, I hope you all enjoyed your Treason If We Lost Day, also known as 4th of July.
I wasn't following.
Treason If We Lost? I get it.
Yeah, I get it now that you told me it's the 4th of July.
Wime Time on the D3 forum said, early congrats on the 200th episode. I recommend a nice Cadillac margarita while recording the show. I don't know what that is, and I still haven't looked it up, but I'm willing to try.
I'm assuming that means like all top shelf booze?
I guess. Sure. Sounds like a plan. I like margaritas. Zoot Sacks. Said as
Zoot Sacks Riot! Riot!
As the podcast...
Throw back bottle of beer.
As the podcast has mentioned numerous times in recent weeks that interviews aren't always included in their episodes count, does this one count as the official 200, or can we expect a real 200th episode next week? No, that counts. The 100th episode and the 200th episode.
It wasn't real, though. It was all in your imagination. Because it got real weird there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Brondiac.
Man, all I know is I need this combo man character real bad.
Brondiac said, on going back through episodes, I considered starting over and taking a better notes on various things, but every time I get those dumb thoughts, I realize there are a crap ton of episodes and time sync defeats me. I don't blame you. All right, here's the big one. And it's from Samurai. Since we just hit 200, I went back through the archives to see what the first episode sounded like. It was way before my time. I started listening to episodes in early 2016, which it boggles me that we were doing episodes in 2016. But he said he started hanging out in Discord sometime around episode 70. I think that's when we started doing this in Discord.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
yeah, that could be.
So... he has a stroll down memory lane. So since we discussed doing this sort of thing on the 200th episode, here you go, 201st. In the first episode, we tried to start out with 30-minute episodes. That doesn't leave much time for derailments. and introduced ourselves as of the Longbox Heroes Clan. This was pre-Puzzle Warriors Alliance.
Yep.
Less than a minute into the show... and Craig is already dumping on Natalie Portman Thor.
Ah, that's because she sucks.
Talking about maxing out 3 stars, it was a simpler time. Craig said he only had one star on his roster. Does that mean he sold Venom when he was still good?
Yes. I think the only thing I had was Juggernaut back then.
I thought for a while the only thing you used was Venom.
Might have been. I don't remember back that far. Go back and listen to the old episodes. You tell me.
Craig secretly hates all his favorite characters.
I did like Venom. I'm just saying that they broke him when he was going to be awesome.
On your instructions. 5 minutes, 30 seconds in. Craig's first bleep.
Well, and 5 minutes, 30 seconds ago was another one.
Less than 7 minutes before we are introduced to Craig's irrational hatred of Cyclops. 7 minutes.
It's not irrational. Not irrational.
Except you can't
worst
explain.
Worst X-Men character ever. Because he's just a giant douche. I'm the leader. Listen to me. I am better at thinking than the rest of my team. Ho, ho, ho.
That seems reasonable.
I miss things that I aim at with my eyes. Dude, all you can do is look at it. Just look at it.
That seems less reasonable, but I don't know how hard it is to focus that beam.
200 episodes later. Question, Ian, do you still love survival nodes? I don't know what a survival node is. What would we have referred to as a survival node? Anyway.
I feel like, was that in the old, the one where Wolverine has amnesia? And he keeps getting attacked by crazy amounts of ninjas? Did I dream that?
I don't know.
Man, I know I had like half a twisted tea with my dinner, but come on, I feel like this episode is just slipping through my fingers.
Apparently, Ian, you scored more than 700 points in a PvP event. Are we in the upside down?
How'd that happen? Was there like 3 other people playing that PvP?
Was this for episode 1?
Yeah, I believe so.
That must have been one of the must have been a heck of a slice.
He said, I find it interesting that Four Star Blade is the running joke as the forgotten character, but you started the series by featuring 3-Star Blade.
Well, 3-Star Blade, I mean, he's totally cool.
Right.
Everybody remembers him.
Oh my God, speaking of which, so I just watched Blade 1 again the other day.
Yeah.
The first time in years. Man, when he puts all the serum into the dude at the end and he turns into a giant red blob and then explodes all over the place, that is gold.
That is some top-tier Steven Dorff right there.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, man, I hated Blade 1. I just didn't understand it.
Just because they, you know, altered vampires significantly. But
it was just wacky. I don't know. Like they walked. It was Steven Dorff, some hippie, and some porn star. And they walk up to the council of the most eldest, most powerful vampires. And they're like, surrender. And everyone's like, okay.
Hey,
you got that
hey,
dude with you. I can't.
That wasn't just some person. That was Tracy Lords, I think.
I know. I said adult film actress that famous for appearing at a very legal age.
I'm going to change the subject back to our first episode.
Do it, Doug.
All right.
And of course, Ian's first ever featured character build is 454.
Yes.
Confusion between strike and attack tiles. Some things never change.
True story.
There were no chair squeaks, but someone was playing with a bottle cap.
I blame Ian.
Oh, way. It's Craig guaranteed.
And there was
old bottle cap Craig.
There were complaints about holding on to 2 stars. It was definitely pre-championing era. That is definitely true. Champion came out like episode 17 or something like that.
Oh, I thought it was later than that.
I don't know. You could find it out. It's on our all episodes page. Champions is listed there, so.
Yeah.
Back to D-Wing on this last week's episode, immediately regrets missing the Iceman conversation, and it's now lost to the ether. I know. If I could only hit record without warning them. Quote, we're not just sticking to what's written. End quote. So Ray has finally come around to Craig's podcasting philosophy. He says he now feels the need to find or write fanfic for the game. You should go ahead.
Do it.
Perfect use of that escalated quickly. five stars. I think it was Anthony that said that. 68 countries listen to. It's just a matter of time until the UN does something to address that level of saturation. He said, I've listened to daily podcasts that didn't make it to 200. You guys are freaking awesome. I can't imagine doing this daily that I wouldn't last 200.
No.
Not a chance.
Episode 157, the last time the three of us spoke.
And finally, he said, thanks to everyone at Demiurge and D3 for such an amazing game, and to the Puzzle Warriors 3 for their dedication in 200 episodes worth of content.
Sweet.
We got several people that gave us a congrats on the 200. Captain Tripp said, it's a thing that probably shouldn't be and shouldn't work, but never fails to entertain. I jumped on back when you first had someone from D3 on trying to explain scaling, among other things, and I haven't missed a show since. Congratulations on 200. May there be many more.
Yeah! We're killing it, this comment back.
Perondiac said, it is always great to see some insight from the devs. Mad props to them for putting out a product that has grown a solid player base and for putting up with people like me who write crossbones for requested characters.
You're a monster.
No bullet points for me this week, just huge gratitude for keeping up the podcast going for so long. And then the first bullet point said, I lied. And the second bullet point was his local news. So there you go.
Okay, nice.
Thanks to everyone listening. A special thanks to our Patreons who help offset the costs that this podcast incurs. But yeah, we're still having fun. So thanks for all the comments. And thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Thanks, Willie.
Awesome.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want, to pump you up.
You up. That's just not going to happen, right?
That clap was really, really well timed, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot about the delay thing. So I'm always like, that was the worst clap that's ever happened. But good on us. New clap. Yeah. All right. Let's see what's going on with these boosted characters. 3-star cap. Awesome. The shield does more damage. Colossus. Oh, that red punch does more damage. Good for him. Good on you, Colossus.
Why don't you go break the game some more?
Seriously. Oh, Sam Wilson, 3-star Falcon. There's protectiles. That's a lot of protectiles. They'll be protectier. I don't remember what else he does. It's all passive and useful. The Hulk. I guess his two abilities will do more damage.
He's indestructible. Oh! Bum, 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 bum.
Unexpected. Good job, though.
He's Psylocke. So indestructible.
He's got a Psy Katana that does damage and some sort of Psy Knives that do damage. Let's say they'll probably do more. Now, on to the featured 4-star boosted characters this week. Oh, no, Black Cat. She's brand new. I can't possibly know what she does. So her purple, you'll get a damage increase there. Apparently, the Black Power also does some damage, and there's a damage here on the green ability. That's pretty straightforward. I like that's how I like a character. I'm sure, she actually does things.
You want her to go jump into the air, so she stuns people when she lands on her four paws, and then she does extra damage if they're stunned.
Sounds good to me. Now, Captain Marvel, she's a 4-star that everybody likes. That photonic barrage, the damage that deals once the countdown goes off should be huge, plus the
huge
strike tiles that it makes, equally huge.
Anytime a 4-star can do 20,000 plus points of damage, yeah, right. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is. And if you're lucky enough to sync up your strongest colors in her energy manipulation, that does a fun amount of damage to the whole team. Oh my goodness, so much damage this time. Look, it's Hulkbuster. His red does so much damage. Stockpile it and then punch someone into oblivion. Baron Mordo, what does he do? I don't get to use him very often.
He's got boots that make him fly, and he's got a stick.
I know that he does. I know that his purple has something to do with the largest color pool that they have and cutting it in half and doing damage for however much AP they have. It's a good amount of damage. That'll be fun. Yeah, his pokey staff and his jumping boots will deal extra damage as well.
He's got the jumping boots.
Oh, the Winter Soldier. What do you do? You haven't been recently worked, have you? Nope.
He'll get more, like, he gets a pittance of damage out of his purple, so maybe he'll do at least a little bit there. His moving target does a lot of damage, so you'll get a lot of extra damage there. If you make the detonators go off, another extra damage situation. But, I mean, let's be realistic, you're probably not going to use Bucky this week. I want you to. Looks like, I bet that red's pretty potent. You can steal a lot of AP with his precision shot. Not a lot, but a couple. But anyway, there's a lot of good... 4-star world's a place to be. 3-star world's fine, too. Cap and Captain Falcon. Or, I guess, Sam Wilson Falcon. That's a good duo right there. But yeah, Carol, Hulkbuster. All right. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Oh, Mystify. Yes!
You're not going to read Samurai's recommendation this week?
Oh, I totally forgot.
Because it's pretty funny.
Is it? All right. I did not. It didn't even... I'm refocusing. All right. Use Baron Mordo to power either Carol's Barrage, Hulkbuster's Overdrive.
Skip ahead.
Oh, Colossus is black. Use him to feed Fastball Special. Oh, and then launch Black Cats at people. That's smart. There you go.
I like his last comment. Hopefully my advice is the inspiration for a bug fix next week.
That's what I think is going to happen. Because
too many people throwing Felicia into the air.
Throwing her and saying, bye, Felicia. I couldn't resist.
That'd thanks, be a great Mystify. Teaser for the next update. Mystify.
All right. Let's go over to Team Up Time.
Featuring Ray.
All right. This week, the team that I've got is a 3-star team. It is a solid 3-star team. So if you've got your 3 stars built up, this is, and you're not in 4-star land yet, holy crap, guys, this is an amazing team. First off, 3-star Captain America. That's right, one of Ian and I's favorite character.
You know it. He is versatile.
Build him as a 3-5-5 because you don't really care about his Sentinel of Liberty. It costs way too much and doesn't do enough. You want to go for those red and blue shield throws. That's what it's all about. Because first off, both of them, you select a tile and it overwrites said tile with a countdown. And that countdown then feeds blue or red, whatever you fired, back to you. It gives you AP back. So you can overwrite any countdown tile that's going to take you out. You can regain AP. It's really good. Second character is IM40.
Woo, doggy.
Who is all about the recharge for a really low cost 6 yellow, creates 3 2-turn countdown tiles that give you, if you have it at a level 5, it gives you 4 red, 4 blue, 3 green, and 1 purple. That red and the blue is going to be feeding into Captain America, and the green and purple is going to be feeding into your third character, who I would recommend. Any green and purple works, but I really like Kamala Khan. Because with that low,
that's good eating.
That low cost yellow on IM40 is going to, every time you fire it, she's going to be giving you boost healing.
Yeah. You could fire that 3 times before you could fire Sentinel of Liberty once.
Yeah, exactly. Makes Kamala Khan well worth it.
Yeah.
Kamala's got her inhuman stretchiness to generate more green and the Embiggen Bash to do AoE. So you've got a good AoE, you've got special utility of taking other tiles out, and IM40 battery man just to generate all the power for you. The only thing all this team juice. Doesn't use is black. So avoid black matches and you'll be set.
No, that's racist.
Bold.
You know, it just occurred to me, how come I've never started calling Kamala Khan Jebediah Springfield? Because she embiggens.
You have.
She does.
Oh, okay.
You used to.
Oh, I need to get back on that.
Yeah, you used to say that often when we were concerned with 3-star characters.
All right, let's bring back the Jebediah Springfield.
If I didn't say it, all 3 characters, 3-5-5, that's how you want to build them.
No. Wait, yes, you're right. I was like, no, the yellow's on the bottom. What's he thinking? Don't trick them, but it is. 3-5-5.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the recommended team up time.
I feel like as long as yellow is 5, you can choose between his blue AoE or his red nuke.
Oh, for IM40? Sure.
Yeah.
You're probably never going to use either one, so
Right.
Yeah, 535 is also acceptable.
Yeah, that blue power is just so expensive.
True, I think it's the AoE is why I picked it.
Right. Yeah.
But you're going to be using Peacemaker anyway. You're going to be using Cap for that. So
yeah, if somebody goes invisible, the AoE is better.
True, yes.
Yeah.
So I did want to mention, if you do have ideas for this segment, whatever you want to call it, synergy segment or team-up time.
Featuring Ray.
Send them to me. Email, I don't know, Twitter. I'll probably get those. If you have a team that you really like, share it. And I'll start compiling more lists.
I mean, you got all the variants of the, with the, you know, Cletus and Medusa.
Sure.
You know, you can throw in Lockjaw in there. You can throw in what's her bucket with the stick that
we'll
does one
it.
Things. You can throw in Black Fantastic in there. You
Stop kind extending of there. The segment.
Okay.
Save it for other segments. Won't someone think of the children?
Let's go OG then, and let's open up a token. Brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Ian, you got Steam open?
You know it. I'm ready to go.
We'll do it, Doug.
All right. And we'll twizzle this nostril and see if I can't pull out a winner.
Gross.
Poor Storm.
Oh, nope. It was totally awful. I should have never done that. I'm so ashamed. That's what I get. I get a double-double cross.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I'm opening another. I can't be stopped. Ear hole. Behind more electric. Ooh, equally bad. Kingpin. They're both savers, too.
I'm going to poke her in the eye, and I get a...
Classic.
Oh, Eddie Venom.
That's okay. Use up all the bad pulls.
That gets him up to level 286.
Oh, my goodness. Here comes Ray's 5-star.
Yeah, and it'll be a bonus one, too.
Let's hope. I've got two tokens. The first one is a not
jingle,
it is
jingle,
a,
jingle.
A 4-star, a surgical strike. Wow. Wolverine. I haven't seen him in a while. All right, let's go for a good old eye poke and see what that gets me. Nope, another 4-star. Lethal Protector, Eddie Brock.
Oh, it's funny how bad it was.
Everything keeps coming up, Eddie Venom.
Oh, Christmas.
Epic pulls tonight, guys. Epic pulls.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. The once mighty, soon-to-be-named network is what we are a part of in the midst of this show. All other shows have been canceled.
No, that's not true.
That is not true at all. But and you can check them all out. We have, just check them out on soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We've got a hearty archive of excellent shows that you can enjoy.
And if you like talking about Marvel, maybe you like a comic book podcast. It's a really good comic book podcast on there. So
yeah, although they really lean towards the DC side of things.
They do. So.
Yeah. Although they are super big fans of Immortal Hulk because that comic is the bomb. anything else for the good of the order? This might be the shortest episode since episode one.
Yeah, I was smooth. Like butter.
The week before.
Talk amongst yourselves.
The week before, I got my highest PvP score I've ever achieved. I made, I got up to 1,150 points. I couldn't reach 1,200. No. I just
Good
got
Lord,
slammed.
It would probably take me 5 PvPs to get that many points.
I got to 1,150 and then got smashed down to 1,125 before I shielded to maintain my place so that I could get a saber tooth, I believe.
Nice.
So
crazy.
Yeah.
Alright. If that's it, then thanks everybody for joining us this week. You know the drill, Puzzle Warriors 3. Leave your comments. Vote for Eunice. And then any other comments, suggestions, leave them there. Get them to us in the subreddit or the D3 forums or via our webpage. Click on our Amazon banner. You should have done that for Amazon Prime Day, right? Sure you did. bought some stuff, and then you headed over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and bought yourself some other swag. That's all I got. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, don't Hobart it all, dude. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Good night, ladies. Good night, ladies.